Hello, how you hear me?
Radio.
Huh? Listen. Okay, how you doing? Okay, how you doing? This is the man, Dr. D, and we're on Shabaka's Black Experience.
At this time, I'd like to do for you a song comes from Swaziland. It's a song that I learned from my wife, who learned it from her mother. It's a healing song. And the words say, when I was able and healthy, I had many friends. But now that I'm bedridden, I see many smiles and many faces.
Oh, can you hear me? Is it Shabaka? Are you there? Okay, listen here. That's me talking. Let me okay, we're having a little technical difficulties that are out of my control now. So just bear with me. And we're probably going to have to, okay.
Oh, God.
hold on. Don't hang up.
Hi.
One second. Okay. But, you're all live on the Man That's Beat. Just a new headphone. Hello.
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 You guys hear me?
Hello.
Yes, how you doing, caller? Hi, this is the man that's doing. This is Samantha McSpirit. And how are you guys doing today? And what is your I lost my caller.
I'm here.
Hi, how you doing, caller? This is the mayor, Dr. D. We are on the Chewbacca's Black Experience, but I am the mayor, Dr. D. I'm having a little difficulties beyond my control, but nevertheless, I'm here, you're here. What's going on? The subject today is about your boy, your president, Trump. What do you think about this idiot?
Well, first of all, I'm not here to judge anybody.
That's
on
right.
On their actions and on their political strategies, because I'm not a political person.
Okay.
Godly person. I believe in the Lord, and I just go with what the Lord tells me. Whatever comes to him with this planet and all this madness that he's creating, hey, you got to take that up with the Lord. You ain't got no beef with me.
You know, I really appreciate what you said on that, because me personally, this man right here, he has his points. You know, then again, who does it? But people like that, he's doing it on the wrong way, if you ask me. Also, that people like that shouldn't be in a position of power. Because between him and this guy in North Korea, I'm a vet, so I've been there, done there. And you have two people who actually have the power to destroy a lot of lives, you know, at their whim. And they have to be, they actually need to be, they need to be taken care of to the point where they can't just do what you want to do, you know, because this planet is delicate, and they did a lot to destroy what's going on politically, let me see how I can put it delicately. This whole, they're just not just doing things right. This whole planet and the citizens on this planet are just, everything's, nobody knows what they're doing anymore. It's almost like a civil war on top of a civil war.
Yeah.
And nobody knows which way to go, because you had the Civil War. And let me back up. Go backwards. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, well, people have a choice overall. They have a choice. They just got an oversight they want to be on. And first of all, why get yourself involved in the white man's troubles when he already got himself deep, knee deep in it? Okay, first of all, this dude, since he's been in office, he don't know what the heck he's doing in the first place. But the white people, they got, you know, these people that have been hiding in the backwoods and all that. These are the people that's holding on to hope, to slavery and all that. It's too late for that, boo-boo. It's too late for that. It's too late for all of that.
Ashley.
Well, they tried to get rid of Amendment 13, but they can't. These amendments have been in place for years. Now, Amendment 13 is that what they're trying to bring back.
You know, it's like
they don't want it because they want to make niggas slaves again. But do they know these black people ain't tolerating this nowadays anymore? And this would enslave not only black people, Hispanic people, any people other than white people would be enslaved. Do you,
and you know,
seriously and think that this would pass with the majority of the people in the world being of minority?
Well, it's like that I said, we all know the minorities are the majority now. And people is not standing up. They're not, people are not taking that BS no more, you know. But however, if you notice, when the first that Trump started running for office, if you really look at all the people that were voting for him, if you really look and see, you add the racist people actually showed who they are. Your enemy is right there in your face because you actually see who the ones who actually feel the way they feel about us. Did you feel that? Because now you can see the ones that were the true Trump people. You know, they're the racist ones out here. They really, 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 they couldn't wait. And then now they turn around and half of them are taking a second thought about who the heck they got in the office. But that man is a nut, you know.
But if you
this is the craziest part
of the situation. If you lose that man or somebody assassinates that dude or if anything happens to that guy, the dude after him is much more of a dick than he is. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Can you say that on the radio?
Yeah, you say it. This is the man, Dr. D.
Okay.
You say what you want to say, when you want to say it, how you want to say it.
That guy is worse than he is. So
you talking about North Korea?
You really like, you have to do a twofer if that was the point, if you really want to change. If you're really asking for change, if these people are asking for change in the whole place, like Obama had it, or like previous President Clinton. Reagan wasn't even that bad. Heck, this is the worst as far as, you know what, you might as well go as far as Arnold Schwarzenegger being governor again.
It was like he was
the president.
Thank you. And then they sit around, and then he sits around here. Now, he is looking, in other words, he's a bully. He is trying, looking for a fight.
Yep.
You know,
yep. Why do you have them mess with them people in their business?
How do you have an idiot out here piss off the whole damn world? Everybody mad at you. You know, everybody probably piss off
them.
It's
been taking my whole year.
Yeah, you just got here, and all of a sudden everybody mad at you. And then you had a nerve. It's like you got Hitler on one end and you got Napoleon on the other. You know, you got two motherfuckers out here. Don't the hell they want to do? All they want to do is see who's the toughest. You know, when you piss off the women, the gays, the Spanish, you piss off everybody on the fucking planet. You know what I mean? And then you turn around that motherfucker and say what?
What? Oh, my God, he said the women and the gays, don't be pissing them off.
You piss off the women and the gays, you fucked up.
Because they the coolest people aside from us. They the coolest
people.
They
how you gonna piss somebody? How you gonna piss somebody you sleep with?
That part too, though. You sleeping with them too, and trying to
have
your shiznil. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the motherfucker, I mean, he actually, his days are straight numbered. But the whole thing about it is how much destruction.
I think his wife is the man.
How much motherfucking destruction he can do before they get
and
rid of him.
He adopted them kids. Quit playing.
You know, he ain't no, he ain't, to me,
your
he ain't nothing but spoiled ass.
Anything.
He's a spoiled ass bastard.
I want him to look like a man as strong as possible.
He's a little kid. When he was a little kid, they used to fucking take his lunch money from him and kick him in. And when they go, my girlfriend, my brother, are you? He's a little punk. He's a punk. Somebody to slap. Somebody
Seriously.
To bitch slap him. He need to be bitch slapped. You
Seriously.
Know what I mean? He don't give a fuck. He don't have respect for women. He don't have no respect for that. What?
He don't got to have respect for women because women ought to have respect for themselves, period. End of discussion.
No,
about, I don't need to be Miss America or any of that. I'm beautiful.
All
I
they want is that damn money. And I'm going to tell you something else.
And
then
and
when they figure out.
Change nothing.
They going to figure out and they going to get tired. And after that, they going to get in his pocket too. Yeah. Because
right.
his pocket is,
right.
you know. But all he'll need to do is stop pushing because if he, even his own generals don't like him. But he's like,
yeah.
I'm going to go over there and I'm going to blow up. They said, hold on now. Let's hold on, partner. They said, what the fuck is you doing now? Well, because he's a fucking, he's that little spoiled ass little bastard and somebody need to bitch slap him. You know, it's just that damn simple. And I bet you he was the first one to cry. I'm going to call my big brother on you. You ain't got no big brother because you pissed off them too. You
that
pissed
part.
Off everybody. And then you had the nerve to talk shit about immigrants. Your dumbass, your wife's an immigrant, you dumbass. How do you want to put a wall that's a whole fucking country? You know, are you fucking serious? You know,
nobody's building that wall. And then he told them they had to pay for it.
Yeah, on top of that. Yeah, so
you
got the multiple.
You seriously thought that was going to work? Like, seriously, Pharrell? You believe that?
The mental, he's a mental ass case. He's a mental case, and his days is numbered. But the whole thing is, you got to watch that little bastard.
I don't want
because...
him dead. I just want him out of office.
Yeah, no, come on. I told you.
He please, just out of office. Go out of office. Go out of there.
He just,
and
he
you
just
and
need
that
to be
other that man falling behind you, that man falling behind you, don't go out of office. You go out of office, too. Both of y'all go.
You know that.
Everybody
you already know that.
Man.
How do you want to fire everybody?
That dude that's behind him is the pit. You don't even want to know that guy. That guy was the fire behind him in the first place. He only won because
he had money.
And he had the money to campaign that fool.
He brought his way through there, and that's gonna be his destruction.
That part.
That's on this structure. Because, you know, I mean, everybody talking about Black Lives Matter, this and that. But you know what? All this shit we going on has been going on forever about how the white man treats us and how they're treating everybody else the same damn way. They start to say, wait a damn minute. And plus, these young people don't give a damn. They don't give a fuck with your orange, purple. They don't give a damn about that bullshit, racist shit.
They don't
shit.
Even care about the veterans that they sending over there to fight the Koreans.
You
or
know,
the Japanese or whoever they fighting.
Korea. You know, I say I was in Korea. And I was there on a DMZ. And my unit was there. I handpicked to handle things up in there. And North Korea, South Korea actually, and that is a line, North and South Korea. Now, the North Korea is connected with China. Now North Korea. North Korea is a very small country. But they're connected with China. And North Korea ain't got no fucking money. So who the hell you think is signing that, who's actually financing this whole thing? China. China is, you know, Chinese have a very powerful, matter of fact, Chinese own this fucking country. They own this country. Because everything you get is made in China. Well, China, you know, and they fight, but they think this guy's an idiot. You know, it's all fucking about the money. You got a war going. You got a war going on in Afghanistan as well. The fuck up there for about 10-15 years. For what? For what? You can't feed the motherfucker in your backyard. You know.
Right.
But they spend. You look at them. Look at the money they spend to go get a bomb. One bomb will cost $1.5 million for one bomb, one little missile. But yet, you can't take that 1 minute and feed somebody around the corner. You know?
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, we got to suffer, but everybody else comes from over this goddamn country and get anything the fuck we want. You know? And then Trump pissed them off.
But when it comes to us, we can't get a damn thing.
Man, you can't get
$500 and some damn food stamps.
You can't get a pasta pit and a window throw into an Edison, even then they went to pot. Yeah. But this idiot,
but
right here,
act like we didn't build this city first before the Mexicans did.
Yeah, on top of that. So what are we gonna do with something? Actually, all we gonna do is sit there, if we can endure what he actually is doing, because it's not gonna last too much longer. It just can't be. You know, you can't sit there and piss off the whole damn planet, and somebody's gonna do something about it, because this whole planet, this human race, are very vindictive. We know they're very vindictive. They're greedy, and he thinks he's got everything, and he wants what he got. So sooner or later, somebody is gonna put their foot in his ass, and I think it's gonna be a female. You know,
I think that's
gonna bring this back.
I'm
gonna
knock that toupee right off his head if he get at me stupid.
I'm surprised he got it.
It's gonna be bad for his health. I don't give a damn if you're president or not, but I punch the hell out you. I don't give a damn.
You know, I was wondering. You know, you haven't heard nothing else from Hillary Clinton. She just faded out, and I think what she's doing
I think she's
biding her time, and she's watching and waiting. And then all of a sudden, when they go top his head off, then she'll show up. She said, "I told
she's
you he was
be
an idiot."
The president eventually.
Huh?
She's going to be the president eventually.
She should have won
eventually,
this time.
Eventually, she will be president. I believe in her.
You know, I think so. I think that she would have been better off with her. You know,
I
believe it or
so
not.
Too. I think she would have been fine.
I don't think there's nothing wrong. I think she was on the right track. She just ain't had the money. That's all. She ain't had the money. And plus, he have people in powerful positions, and he turned around and fired them. You can't fire everybody. I'm telling you, people, now you got this civil war with this war was from fucking 1865, the Confederates, General Lee. And what the hell? And now all of a sudden everybody's mad, the KKK and the BAC and the ABE. See, what the hell is going on with this bullshit? But all
you
it
know
does.
What? I was watching this with movie called Freedom today. I watched Freedom today for the first time.
Uh-huh.
And I got to learn who John Newton was. They mention him solely sometimes in the history books, but not like that. They don't mention all the white men and women that helped the black people become free slaves.
Oh, they're not gonna let us know that. You kidding me? You know, that's too much like white. You know, and all of a sudden, all them blacks that got killed and shot by the cops, all of a sudden, you don't hear nothing about that anymore. You know, the families are
still
suffering.
And they still got their dang on job.
Exactly, on top of that. You know, but you know what? But all of, I'm telling you, this new generation is not taking this bullshit. You know, I just hope it's not too late, too little, too late on it. You know, everybody's looking for.
It's already. It was too late when they got shot. It was too late when they got shot.
Yeah.
People don't have nobody to fight for them again. But they don't. They think that. They don't believe that they can fight for themselves, that they're strong enough, and that they can build up their own community. They don't have to buy from the white man or the white woman or anybody, whoever else that's against them, that wasn't bought by God. They don't believe.
You know,
so they have to start, but once they start believing, you ain't going to be able to stop them people.
First of all, they need to learn. They need to stop.
And
live on God, and you have to believe on yourself. You can't sit there and let these idiots tell you what you can't do. You know what I mean? Because I'm not gonna sit there and I'm not gonna bow down to none of them.
That
you know, they kiss my ass. You know what I mean? And if I do go, I'm going kicking and screaming. You know, you're gonna know you've been in a fucking fight. Bet you don't want to fight me twice. You know, if I do lose, I bet you don't want to fight me twice. And see, and these people need to put together. Do you know this is the only, that's the only race on this planet we will sit here and will help anybody else on this planet except them damn selves. You know, they sit around here and they always worry about what she's saying, what's he doing. But yet, you take that same energy and band together, we'll rule the world.
Yeah, that's true. They got to believe in themselves and in the Lord before they can believe in each other or themselves. You can't help yourself if you don't love yourself.
You know, you walk down the street and you see an old white guy, and you'll give him a dollar, you'll give him a drink, you'll give him a ride. You see a black man, and they get with me. But you want, you know? Yeah. And then you turn around here and think you feel good. Well, he needs some help. Why don't you help your damn self and your own damn people?
You're going to get a Mexican man a quarter. You're going to get a white man a couple of quarters. But you're going to get a black man a couple of quarters.
You see a black man, you're like, man, you'll get your ass well here. Then get a job. Nigga, get a job.
As a people, we've been down for far too long, and you should not be sitting on your bottom of the way these black people fought for us in the past. You should not be sitting. You should still be fighting. That's the way we thinking as black people. You should still be fighting like they did. We're driving the buses now. We're driving the trucks now. We loading the docks now. We doing all the stuff that the white man didn't want us doing at first. But now you got niggas just sitting around here feeding their own people drugs and alcohol to where they can't even get up and do nothing for themselves.
Yeah, and then turn around there, and then you blow all your money on drugs and alcohol, and then you turn around and wonder why I ain't got no gas. First of all, the little punk ass check you give you was a month ain't that much any damn way. You think the first thing you'll do is get a bus pass? Make sure if I can't help you, how the hell can I help you?
Drinking it up and smoking it up, nigga. You know, only got $300.
Right, so I mean, of course, and then you know, no blacks do. We say, okay, I ain't got but $200, $300. All right, we understand that because that's all the fuck they're gonna give you from the beginning if you got that. So you turn around there and say, well, I deserve to go ahead.
And they better be taking the Mexicans for that too.
Yeah, and then what we do?
Got the minimum wage raised up while you bullshitting.
And you know what we do? We reward myself.
Like, you niggas didn't fight for that. Niggas is not responsible for that. I know that for a fact.
It is here. I've been fighting the federal government since 1980, 79. And I'm going to continue to fight them bastards from now until the day I fucking die. You know what I mean? Because, you know, but I'm not going to sit there and complain about it, because if you don't fight, you're not going to get it. You can complain about it all day long, you know what I mean? And if I didn't get it, it ain't because I didn't try.